Okay, we have a deep dive today that starts with a confession. One of the most powerful tools I've seen for knowledge work has an absolutely terrible, totally misleading name. And that name is Claude Code.
It's the perfect example of a misnomer, isn't it? And look, the whole mission today is to give you a shortcut. We want you to see what this thing actually is, why you have to just ignore the name and get to the one mental shift you need to make it work. Because this is about delegation, not, you know, development.
Right. And the creator behind this whole idea, Eddie Bellaval of ID8 Labs, he gives you this perfect clue. The guy runs an AI agent company, but he also runs a reality TV production company.
Which is fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, think about that. High pressure, crazy deadlines, shifting content. Mm-hmm. He's someone who has clearly mastered delegation just to survive.
That background tells you everything you need to know about what this tool is for. It's not for writing Python scripts. It's for moving from an AI assistant who gives you ideas to an AI agent you hand entire projects off to.
Okay, so let's just tear down the name right away. Claude Code. Why is it so bad? Why do we have to just, you know, throw it out?
Because when anyone hears code, their brain just immediately shuts off and goes, oh, that's for tech people. You think programming, syntax, you need a computer science degree, but that wall is completely artificial. The name just describes how it was built, not what it does for you.
And that's such a shame because what it actually is, it's Claude, the AI, you know, but running locally on your machine.
Yeah.
With like superpowers.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah. If we were to rename it, you'd call it Claude Local or Claude Agent. Or maybe Claude with file access. All it is a way for the AI to break out of that little browser window and actually interact with your computer.
Okay, that browser window idea is key. Let's use the analogy from the source material because it's perfect. The window versus the office.
Right. So think about the normal web version of Claude. That's like talking to an expert through a locked window. You can pass them a piece of paper, you know, your prompt, and they'll read it and give you great advice. But they're stuck outside. They can't come in.
They can't organize your desk for you. They can't save a file to your desktop.
Exactly. And when you close the tab, that window, they forget everything. Claude Code is like you've unlocked the door and invited that person into your office. They're inside now. They can see your files. They can remember a project for hours. They can use your tools. And that's where the three superpowers come from.
Superpower one, and this is the big one. File system access.
This is the moment where everything changes. And you have to, you know, take a breath. This agent can see your entire computer, every document, every folder. It can read, write, rename, move files anywhere.
Okay, let's just pause there because that's the friction point, right? The second I hear access to my entire computer, I'm thinking about security. I'm thinking, how do I trust this?
That is the most important question. And the answer is how you build trust. You earn it by starting with a really limited scope. Yes, it can see everything, but you control it with your instructions. You start by just asking it to do analysis. You know, look at this one folder and tell me what's in it. It's not uploading your files somewhere. It's all local.
So the trust is built through very specific, constrained instructions.
Got it. And part of that power is searching by content, not by file name. I mean, Windows and Mac have been promising that for, what, 20 years? And it never really works.
Right. It's the difference between finding a file because you remember what you named it and finding a file because you remember what it was about. You can just say, find that PDF about our competitor's pricing from last quarter, and boom, it finds it in seconds.
Yeah, the source had a great example. Show me all PDFs in my documents from last month that mention vendor agreement. I mean, that would take me 10 minutes of frustrating searching. For the agent, it's instant.
And that leads to superpower number two, long-running sessions. Yes. The classic, my browser crashed and I lost a two-hour chat with the AI problem.
We've all been there. This solves that. It maintains context for hours.
Yeah.
So you can delegate a complex multi-step task. You can say, do this 40-step process on folder A. And when it's done, you just say, great, now do the exact same thing on folder C. And it just knows. It remembers everything.
And the final piece, superpower three, is tool integration. This is where it gets really crazy.
Yeah, because it's running on your machine. It's not trapped in a sandbox. It can connect to other tools. The source talks about linking it to research tools like Perplexity or things like Firecrawl to go out and scrape data from the web.
Whoa. So you could actually tell it, go to our client's website, grab their last five press releases, summarize the tone, and save that summary in my client prep folder.
That's the end game. That is exactly it. It takes outside data, processes it, and gives you just the final polished deliverable. No more copying and pasting between 10 different apps.
So we have this incredibly powerful agent, but the biggest mistake is treating it like a chatbot. This brings us to the core idea of this whole deep dive, the shift from assistance to delegation.
This is the pivot. The old ways asking, help me with X, or what are some ideas for this? And you just get a wall of text, suggestions. You still have to do all the work, the copying, the formatting, the saving.
The shift to do X sounds so simple, but I think that's actually the hard part. It forces you to know exactly what you want the final thing to be.
You are absolutely right. That's the secret. We use AI for brainstorming because we don't have clarity. Delegation forces you to be clear. The new model is just write the thing, format it this way, and save it to this folder. That one change in how you ask gets you a finished product.
And to do that, you have to use what the source calls the delegation formula. Three parts, non-negotiable.
Context, outcome, and location.
Context is easy. What it needs to know. A file, some notes. Outcome is the specific thing you want. 15 interview questions, a 500-word summary, a CSV file.
And location. This is the one everyone forgets at first. Why is telling it where to save the file so important?
Wait, if I don't tell it the location, does the work just vanish?
That's precisely it. It's ephemeral. The output just scrolls by on your screen. Unless you explicitly say, write this to this file at this path, it disappears when the session ends. The location part is what turns a conversation into a saved, permanent asset. You lose all the power without it.
Okay, let's use the podcast prep example, because I know you, our listener, are doing this all the time.
The old way, the assistance model. You say, help me write some interview questions, and you get a great list, but now you have to copy it, open Word, paste it, format it, save it. It's like 5 minutes of tedious work.
Right. The new way, the delegation model, uses the formula. Here's the guest's bio and our last few episode topics. That's the context. Generate 15 questions that build on that. That's the outcome. Save them to usersmepodcastprep@guestnamequestions.md. That's the location.
And that's it. You hit enter, you wait for the confirmation, the writing, formatting, saving, filing, it's all done. That's real delegation. It's exactly what Eddie Belval's rule is all about.
Treat it like a capable new assistant on their first day.
Exactly. They're smart, they're eager, but they don't know anything about how you work, so you have to be specific. Organize my files is a recipe for disaster.
But go to my invoices folder, organize the 2024 PDFs by date, and create a summary of what she did. That's a perfect instruction.
You've given it the rules, the location, the outcome, and even an accountability check. Perfect result every time.
Okay, so let's get practical. How do you start? Installation is fast, like 2 minutes. It does use the terminal, but I promise it's just a one-time copy and paste. You don't have to learn any commands. The agent takes over from there.
And once you're set up, the perfect first task, the one that gives you that aha moment, is downloads cleanup.
Why downloads? Because it's a mess. We all have a digital junk drawer. It's messy, it's satisfying to fix, and it's low risk. We're just asking for analysis, not letting it delete anything yet.
And seeing that chaos get organized in seconds, that's what builds the trust. So this is the challenge for you to try right away.
It's a 5-point audit. You just type, analyze my downloads folder at downloads.
And then you give it the specific outcomes. 1, list files by type. 2, find all the duplicates. 3, find everything older than 6 months. 4, calculate the total space used. And 5, give me a cleanup plan.
And the most important part, save a summary report to my desktop. Location, location, location.
And what happens next is the magic. It reads everything, it understands it, it spots the forgotten files, and it writes this beautiful clean summary and saves it for you. A task that would take you half an hour is done in 30 seconds.
That speed is what really changes the game. The story about Eddie Belleval cleaning up his 10-year-old iCloud folder really hit home for me.
Yeah, he had this folder of just digital noise, screenshots, voice memos, PDFs, a decade of stuff he saved but forgot why. He just pointed clawed code at it and said, figure this out, categorize it by theme.
And it didn't just sort by file type. It read the documents. It understood the images. It built a whole knowledge system out of what he thought was junk.
And that was the big insight. It wasn't junk. It was treasure.
Yeah.
He saved every one of those files for a reason. The agent just helped him finally see the structure and the value in it. That's when it stops being a tool and becomes, you know, a thinking partner.
But to get to that point, you have to avoid the classic mistakes. We've covered being too vague and not specifying a location. What's the third pitfall?
Asking permission. We're so used to chatbots that we say things like, could you maybe help me with this? Wasting time. Just get straight to it. Summarize this report. Save it here. It's an agent. It's waiting for a command, not a conversation.
And the last mistake, which goes back to trust. Starting with something high stakes.
Oh, absolutely. Don't make your first task, reorganize my entire company budget folder.
Yeah.
Start by analyzing. Start by reporting. Build up your confidence in its track record before you let it start editing your most important files.
So once you nail that habit context, outcome, location, the scale of what's possible just explodes.
That's where it gets really exciting. You're not just delegating single tasks anymore. You're chaining them together. You're building your own personal automated operating system.
Give me an example of what that looks like. A chain.
Okay, competitive analysis. Chain of command would be, one, use Firecrawl to scrape 5 competitor websites. 2, process that raw text and find their new pricing. 3, compare that pricing to our internal strategy document. 4, write a 2-page summary memo on the risks. And 5, save that memo to the CEO's shared drive.
Wow, that's half a day of manual work right there. Countless copy pastes. And the agent can just do it while you sleep.
That's the power. Processing invoices, turning voice notes into polished drafts, searching millions of documents by meaning. It's all just chains of those 3 simple instructions. It's radical efficiency.
Okay, let's wrap with the key takeaways for you to put into practice. 1, the name is wrong. It's an AI agent with file access, not a coding tool.
2, the mental shift is everything. Go from assistance to true delegation.
3, the formula is your lifeline. Context plus outcome plus location. Never forget location.
And 4, start small, start with analysis, and be incredibly specific. Specificity is everything.
Which brings us to our final thought for you to take with you this week. We heard how a decade of forgotten files turned out to be treasure once an agent could structure it. So, what crucial, insightful information, what high-value asset is buried in your digital life right now, just waiting for the right delegation instruction to uncover it? Get ready to transform your entire desk, not just your chat window.